When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code program.
Something a little different here. So we recorded our regular show last Wednesday, and if you watched it live on YouTube, you would have noticed that there was a little bit of animosity between me and my co-host.
Animosity? Such big words for somebody being an asshole.
All right, so my co-host was an asshole. So last night, in when I was attempting to edit the episode, my frustration hit a boiling point, and I just said, "Fuck it." I don't know what we're going to do with that episode. I guess if you want to hear it, you can go to YouTube. It's still on there,
unfortunately.
but the audio itself was plagued with a fan that Anthony had running in the background and
that
him being an autistic fuckhead. He had a fidget spinner or something and it was just constant clicking to the point that my blood was boiling.
Oh shit.
So instead of editing that episode to try to put something out, I edited, I guess you'd call it a best of maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not talking to you. We're doing an intro, you douche.
Yeah, I got you. still a conversation.
All right. So, yeah, that's what we're recording the intro for that now. So a couple of the things that you're going to hear, just those of you who've been listening for a long time, just skip the fucking episode, I guess. I don't know what to tell you. Let's see. I even made a...
Don't you think you should put our Who's Right Patreon on the screen?
You motherfucker, we're recording the intro. I don't want to edit the fucking intro.
It was a joke, man. Just trying to inject a little humor into this.
So, yeah, we actually, you know what, Anthony, thank you for bringing that up. We did
put
out a pretty decent 2-hour bonus episode. You can catch that at patreon.com/who's right. $1 a month will get you that.
Right.
Anyway, so let's see. I got McDonald's freakout. I'm going to do the show notes now. That way I don't have to type them. So if you're listening to this, just jump to this. let's see. I put leading up is a voicemail from Brian Trammell from Shooting the Shiznit. I think that's my olive branch to him. Not, he don't listen anymore because we pissed him off.
Yeah.
But he called in pissed off that I appeared on his show and then never referenced it on our show. So I'm doing that now. Catch me over on Shooting the Shiznit.
2 years ago.
Yeah. Where I die. I do deep dives into my fascination with wrestling when I was 9 or something. Fuck, I don't care. Let's see. McDonald's freak out. A voicemail from Blunt Mommy from the Blunt Mommy podcast. Another deep dive into the cease and desist we got from Juliet Miranda's butthole. Shout out from Amiri King. We did a bit on Christmas time called Baby It's Cold Outside. I had to put that in there. Shout out from Roxy Ray. We at one point we were looking for advertisers and we were reaching out to Steakums. So there's a
that was one of my favorite bits.
so
maybe I should listen to the episode.
It's actually, I think it's pretty good. Voicemail from Peter Norica. About a half hour, 15 minutes or something, fuck, I don't know, of me being attacked on Twitter for something that I said on Who Are These Podcasts. Anthony has a conversation with himself on which is worse, being gay or having Downs, which one's the bigger disability. And oh then the show ends with us discussing a family that got arrested for stealing a couple tons worth of oranges, and it turned into us having a conversation about what would have happened if they were Vietnamese. and of course the story ends with them stealing a truckload of sex toys, and they're all dressed like a video game character.
Oh shit.
Anyway, yeah, I think it's gonna be a pretty good episode. If any of this sounds new to you, check it out. If you've already heard it, fucking don't. I don't give a shit. By this point, we've already got the download because you're listening to us. So
right.
Fuck off. I don't care. maybe the rest of this is just going to be static. You'll never know.
Oh, shit. It's awesome that you did that. I think that'll be great. So much better than the click, 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 click from the episode.
All right. Yeah. So like I said, head over to Patreon.com/Who's Right. And we're putting out some decent content over there anyway. Yeah. Nothing on our regular fucking show. But.
Right.
What else we got? Who's Right Podcast.com.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. Enjoy the show.
Bye.
Bye.
Who's right? Who's wrong? Let me tell you as I rap this song. Who's right? Who's wrong? White women need a big black dong. Who's right? Who's wrong? SJ Dub's gonna get the gong. Who's right? Who's wrong? Sign up now to make Bernie strong. Who's right? Who's right? White fly. White fly. Apartheid. Apartheid. Turkish delight. Fahrenheit. 7-Eleven. All good Anthony's and Dubs, they go to heaven. Who's right? Who's right?
All right, so this is a Who's Right podcast. You can find us on Who's Right Podcast on Facebook. We are. My name is Anthony.
I'm Doug.
All right. So today we're going to talk about welfare, actually, and whether or not people should be drug tested.
Doesn't matter if any part of it's true.
Hey, guys, come on. I had Doug on the show, and not one time last week. There was three fucking shows I listened to because I give you that. I give you all that money, actually $1, for Patreon site, and not one mention of Doug being on Shooting the Shiz Den. So I'm pissed. And then you got Anthony over on Po' Boys. You know, he's over there on that podcast, and y'all talk about that, but you can't talk about Doug being on Shooting the Shiznit. And Anthony talks about Podcast Hell. Podcast Hell's listening to him on another podcast. Good God, who cares about that horrible, god-awful music? That's not fucking music. You know, we got Lynyrd Skynyrd. Now, that's music, baby. Sweet Home Alabama. So, guys, To settle our score, you need to be talking about Shooting the Shiznit and telling about Doug being on the show. Because if you don't do it, it's going to be Doug and Anthony on one side of the ring. And I will bring so fine Lance Levine, my co-host of Cool Kids Countdown. I'll bring him on against the BT Express Monday night Steel Cage. Be there! I love my mama.
That's what I'm talking about. So you try to talk to me like I was stupid. Bitch, I know what I ordered. How about that? You want to read it? It's a dumbass. Read the screen. They tell you to read the screen.
It ain't no fucking fries up there with no goddamn 20-piece fucking nuts. I'm easy. Now easy.
I'm just
waiting. Since you tried to talk to me like I was dumb.
I don't think that was the proper
answer. Answer me that, you so dumb ass. Don't be quiet now. Because I got a stick in my purse like a stick in your ass, bitch. Hey, do you want it? Because I'll give it to you. Just like that, motherfucker. Watch who the fuck you think you talking to in this bitch. Not one of these simple-minded ass bitches that thought
you welcome to McDonald's, man. Help you.
Give me my money. I paid with a fucking card. Now hurry up so I can swipe my shit and get up out this ghetto, motherfucker.
Yeah, that place is ghetto. Sounds like it.
No, it's a debit or credit, motherfucker. Which one you want me to put?
You stupid bitch.
I want it back on my card. You didn't ask. You didn't give me this choice when you seen my car. So what the fuck did you say? Here, read the receipt, bitch, and tell me. You the manager. I want my money. I'm finna get the phone and see this bitch. And it's gonna start with this in your ass. Motherfucker, I want my
What would you do in that situation? Well, so let's say that hold on a second. Okay. What would you do in that situation?
Perfect.
If you're behind the counter there and you're getting yelled at like that.
And you make what, $6 an hour?
Well, it depends which state. In your state, you could make 15.
Right. Okay, 15. Is it $15 an hour enough to get yelled at like that? So, what the fuck? I always give you shit because the first thing you always want to do is fight. But, like, that's the first thing that comes to my mind when I think of that. I want to punch that fucking bitch. So, I don't know how I could argue with you about that all the time, because that's literally the first thing. God, I really just want to punch her in her fucking face.
No, okay. So here's the situation. See, I was
right there with you.
All right. So here's the situation. Your daughter works at McDonald's, and you're stopping in after work just to stop in and say hi and see how her day at work is going.
Yeah.
As you walk in, there's a customer yelling, and you're seeing it. You see the customer yelling at your daughter like that.
Yeah. When I slid the motherfucker, cause all I did was slid the bitch. But you the manager, and you like your job. Do you like your fucking face, bitch? Do you like your face? Do you like your face? Cause fucking with me, your face is in the genie. I'm not playing.
So what you're just gonna sit there and watch? You're not gonna do anything?
No. There's a huge difference between somebody yelling at me or whatever and somebody yelling at my kids. You know what I mean?
So what do you do?
Fuck.
Well, wait a minute.
Is she bigger than me?
Are you more likely to get involved if it's your kids or if it's you?
If it's my kids.
Okay.
For sure. No, they can fight their own battles. So
come on, you're the manager, bitch. Do something.
Depends on if she's bigger than me, I guess. Does it look like she could take me?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I just sit down. Just find a booth in the corner and sit and wait till it's over.
Cover my ears. Ask her why she never picked up her room when she was younger too. Can you do that for me?
Yeah.
You'd go up and you'd put your arm on her and you'd
be like,
swing her around and
hey, stop. You know, stop. Just fucking stop. What are you doing right now?
All right, Larry. Know who the fuck y'all think y'all playing with this motherfucker?
All right, better than that. Okay. So I was going to try to lead you down a path. Uh-huh. As soon as you started talking, you sparked something in my brain that I was going to lead you down the path of trying to get you to make physical contact with this woman, which means that I would have won last week's argument.
Well,
but
yeah,
I'm changing it.
I said.
I'm changing it.
All right.
You walk into a McDonald's and you see your daughter talking to the people behind the counter like that. Uh-huh. What do you do?
Oh, I jump right in and start yelling at her. I don't even know what she's yelling at him for. I'm right there with her. You wronged my daughter, you dumb sons of bitches.
I can see you saying that. Let me swipe my card in this ghetto motherfucker.
Can you? Give me my money.
You give a $6.99. I want all my shit. This says
and say $6.56. I was charged extra 40 cents, bitch, for motherfucking fuzz. Read it. That's all the receipt, dumb ass. You raise it up.
Uh-oh, somebody's getting involved.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I want her to do her job. She was telling me how she liked her job and how good she did her job. I want this bitch to do it right. Give me my money.
God, this bitch is amped up.
Back up off me because I'm calling you something. Back up, bitch. Back up. Give me my change, bitch.
This is why we shouldn't have guns.
I think this is why we should have guns.
We should have guns.
Yeah. All it takes is one gun, and that lady's never going to do that again.
Anthony, I would not fuck you if I was single. I would not fuck you if I was drunk. I would never fuck you. You're not fuckable.
Buddy, right off the bat, I want to say thank you to Peter Norica. He's the one that wrote that song that you just heard. He wrote it as our theme song. Much appreciated. So you can tell I'm a little somber. It's been a pretty emotional week in the Who's Right universe.
Yes.
So I guess right off the bat, so those of you that listen to The Unwritable Rant, you're aware of the host, Juliet Miranda, and she has a... I don't even know what to say. A knack, I guess, or a image?
Yeah.
Is that what it is, an image? You know, I mean,
yeah. If you listen to the show, you kind of get an idea of who she is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So she's an author, and her podcast, The Unwritable Rant, is it's like a storytelling podcast with some interviews. It's pretty good. That's how we started interacting with her. So I think we kind of crossed the line. I don't even know how it started. It was like 4 or 5 episodes ago. We, for some reason, started talking about her butthole.
It was me. I will take full responsibility. I crossed the line. And yeah.
But so every week it's gotten progressively worse. And like I said, I think Anthony last week had said something along the lines of, she has the sweetest butthole I've never seen. Something like that. I don't know.
Yep.
But
I mean, it's got to be true. I've never seen it. That part is true.
So we were going to do this anyway. We were going to formally apologize to Juliet and her butthole. But it turns out we ended up getting a cease and desist from, well, I'll just read it. So,
yeah, just read it.
All right. Hold on. There's some paperwork here. All right. So Who's Right podcast, attention Doug and the other guy, regarding false and defamatory statements made by Who's Right to Juliet's butthole. Dear Who's Right, we represent Juliet's butthole in connection with the above referenced matter. Who's Right, its directors, officers, agents, employees, and assigns, collectively Doug and the other guy, are hereby warned and notified to cease and desist making false and defamatory statements regarding Juliet's butthole and its ongoing matters with Who's Right. It has come to our attention that false statements were made by Who's Right on several of their most recent drama podcast episodes. The statements made by Who's Right regarding Juliet's butthole are false, defamatory, constitute torturous interference with business, and as such are actionable under U.S. federal law. If our client is forced to commence a lawsuit against Who's Right in order to stop continued false and defamatory statements, be advised that we will seek recovery of all attorney's fees and costs incurred herein as a result. While we certainly hope this is not necessary, we are prepared to pursue whatever avenues are necessary on behalf of our client to stop the continued false and defamatory statements made against Juliet's butthole by Who's Right. Sincerely, Juliet's butthole.
So in all of that paperwork, is there contact information? I mean, is there any way that we can clear this up, you know, in person?
How would you propose that we clear it up, Anthony? I think we just apologized. I don't know what else to do.
If we could talk to him, I guess. Do you think he'd come on?
Hold on. Yes, there is a phone number here for us to contact him. Juliet's butthole.
Okay. Oh, okay, cool. Let's try that. I mean, it's worth it, right? I mean,
all right, go ahead. Give it a call. On the phone, we've got the host of the podcast, The Unwipeable Taint, Juliet Miranda's butthole. JB, are you there? Hey, it's good to talk to you in person, I guess. So I was wondering, what's with the cease and desist? Why do you... Hold on. This is our show. There's no reason for you to interrupt. Listen, if you're going to be an asshole about this, then, you know, this is a comedy podcast, or at least an attempted. All right, that's enough. I'm done.
Done.
All right, well, that was interesting. I guess I was hoping that we'd get something more out of that conversation with him, but either way.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well,
that's it, I guess.
I don't care what. That is not my crack pipe. Let me tell you something. No, I swear to God it's not mine, honey. No, mine's yellow and it's got the chip in the glass at the end. That one. Oh, is this on? Hey, just want to let y'all know, go check out this new podcast. It's called Who's Right Podcast. That's where you find it. www.whosrightpodcast.com. Who's right, as in right hand, not right with, you know, whatever. You get what I'm saying. I want you to go to check out the episode, Baby, It's Cold Outside. That's where they discuss, you know, this new thing with this song and all the sensitivity. And now all of a sudden that song's rape culture. Well, if that song's rape culture, then isn't that cultural appropriation? Huh? Cancels it out. No quitsies, anti-quitsies. But no, seriously, go check it out, whosrightpodcast.com. For to Doug and all you guys, shout out. Emery King here, letting y'all know I love what you do. And y'all are awesome. Except for Doug.
I think we're coming up close enough to Christmas by the time this piece of shit comes out that we could probably go through the lyrics. So I'm going to play the part of the victim.
I want to play the victim. I thought we decided I was playing the victim.
Oh, all right. Yeah, all right. So I'll be...
If you really want to, I'll let you play the victim.
No. I'll be Rapey McRapester. So just close your eyes. And so here's the way I envision this being, right? So I have drugged you at a bar, and I threw you in my trunk. I've driven you out to a cabin in the woods. And I'm waiting for the Stockholm syndrome to set in to where you'll want to stay. So at this point, you're just trying anything you can to get around me because I'm standing in front of the door. Okay, so you're yes. out in the woods. You're out in the woods. It's snowing. And action. Start the conversation.
I really can't stay,
baby. It's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
It's cold outside.
This evening has been...
Been hoping that you'd drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
But maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think...
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how...
Your eyes are like starlight now.
To break this spell...
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks so swell.
I ought to say no, 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 sir.
Mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm going to say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out.
I'm creeping myself out with this voice.
I simply must go.
Hold on, you caught me out.
hold on, you caught me off guard.
All right, let's I'm sorry, baby, I didn't hear what you said.
I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Your welcome has been...
How lucky that you dropped in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at this dawn.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be at the door.
Waves upon the tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
But maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
Baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
What if you got pneumonia and died?
I really can't stay.
Get over that, old out.
What the fuck? I feel like I was just violated. Yowza.
Yowzer, that's what you got out of that?
Hey, guys, this is Roxy Ray and my elastic butthole, and you are listening to Who's Right with Doug and Anthony.
Because the way that the reason that I feel this way is because the only way that this show is ever going to get ahead or, you know, move up or however you want to put it, is to forge these relationships with people. And if this relationship doesn't affect us negatively, then it affects us positively, I think. There's no neutral relationships in this world.
Okay, so you need then to go out and buy Steak-ums. Steak-ums, it's the meat.
What the fuck are you talking?
I'm just going to start doing free commercials for people. Fuck it. I don't care. They don't even have to sponsor us. We're just going to start doing free commercials for people.
Is Steak-ums really a thing?
Not only is Steak-ums a thing, it was founded in 1936 by Mr. Bob Steak-ums.
Bob Steak-ums.
You're not familiar with Steak-ums?
What a convenient name. No, I'm not.
It's like a frozen square of meat that you put in your frying pan, and then it only takes like 26 seconds to heat. And then and then you've got a steak sandwich.
Do you really? Are they good?
I like them.
Are they food?
So let me rephrase that. So yes, I've had them once, and I would be willing to have them again if they were willing to send me a gift certificate for two free boxes of Steak-ums. The meat.
You know what? I'd take a free box of Steak-ums too.
Whatever. So anyway, buy Steak-ums. It's the meat.
It's the meat.
Now I'm going to send them an invoice.
I think you should. Every time we say Steak-ums, it's 47 cents.
Eat Steak-ums. It's the meat.
Is that really their tagline?
Nope.
Even better.
How about
it's the meat.
All right.
Nope.
Oh, holy shit. Steak-ums. It really is in Pennsylvania.
Oh, we really are going to say that ever. This is going to be a running thing from now on. I hope you know. Steak-ums. Eventually, they will sponsor. We're going to force them to sponsor us.
You listen here, Steak-ums.
John, Bob Steak-um.
You listen here, Bob Steak-um.
That's probably Bob Steak-um Jr. by now.
Oh, how in the fuck can it? So I'm sitting here reading the shit about. Tell me this doesn't sound good. According to inventor Gene Gagliardi, Steak-um was created after putting beef through a grinder multiple times, mixing and molding it, freezing it, softening it, then ultimately slicing it. In a 2012 lawsuit, Judge Lawrence Degal described the product as chopped and formed emulsified meat product that is comprised of beef trimmings left over after an animal is slaughtered and all of the primary cuts, such as tenderloin, filet, and ribeye, are removed. The emulsified meat is pressed into a loaf and sliced, frozen, and packaged. You know what?
Steakums. It's the meat.
Yeah, that's better than that.
Nope, I think it should be steakums. There's a little bit of meat in there.
It's steakums. It's emulsified.
It's emulsified. I love it. Steakums. It's emulsified. I love it. That's great.
Well, there is now zero chance that we are going to get sponsored by Steakums.
Fuck. Oh, we're still going. We're still going for it. I think if we push hard enough, we can get it. Shove this emulsified piece of loaf in your face.
Fuck, man. We were so close, too.
Were we? We need to find somebody to sponsor us.
Can we legally say, like, they are the official blobbity blah of the Who's Right podcast?
They're the official is the official of
the Steakum. They're the official crutch word of the Who's Right podcast.
We can officially say that.
No, I mean, can I say Dr. Pepper? It's the official soft drink of the Who's Right podcast.
I don't think so. I mean, you just did, but I don't think you can legally say that. I'm pretty sure you're going to jail now.
Why?
Because it leads people to believe that Dr. Pepper supports our show, and they probably don't.
Okay, so what if we say this show is not endorsed by Dr. Pepper,
right,
but it is the official pop of the Who's Right podcast?
I think we could get away with it then.
Okay, so this show is not endorsed or anything by Emulsified Meat Incorporated, but...
Emulsified Meat Incorporated. Is that the name of their business? Steakums. It's emulsified. I love it. That's really funny.
Should I work up a Photoshop?
Yes. That should be the name of the show. Steakums. It's emulsified. Can we name our show that? Is Steakums trademarked?
We are. I think we're going to use the name of what we came up with for the last episode.
Oh, and not even reference it?
Right. I'm not even going to say it out loud here.
Perfect. I already forgot what it was, so that's perfect.
But at this point of the show, this is when I'm going to remind you to subscribe, because then you'll go back and figure out how we got to the name of this episode. Actually, yeah, so people won't even understand that. So the name of the episode that you're listening to now is Just Bleeding Into Your Gym Shorts Isn't Enough. The way that we got there is by a conversation that we had on the episode that you need to subscribe to listen to. Got it? Fuck. All right.
Wait, were you talking to me? Steakums. It's emulsified.
It's emulsified. All right, so if you're listening to us, Steakums, sponsor our podcast. What do we want from them? Let's just work through it real quick and then get the fuck out of here. What?
How many Steakums come in a box?
I don't know. All of them?
I don't.
How many Steakums?
I want a whole cow's worth of Steakums. So 3 Steakums, please.
It looks to me 100% all beef sandwich steaks, chopped, shaped, thinly sliced. I don't see how many sandwiches worth of Steakums do you need? I guess that's the question.
Sandwiches worth of Steakums. I don't know, 6 a day for 6 months.
No, I'm serious. I want to work through this. How many Steakums are you going to eat in a week's time?
Oh, I don't know how big they are. They big? Can I eat one? I don't know if one's going to fill me up. I don't know what they are. Is one pretty big?
Okay, let's assume in the rate of currency, one Steakum equals one sandwich.
Okay. I'm gonna need 5 Steakums a week.
So you're telling me you're going to eat 5 steak sandwiches a week?
Yes. One every day.
What about your kids?
Is that too much? Is that...
They don't eat steakums. They only eat broccoli.
What about your wife?
Broccoli's not emulsified.
What about your wife?
10 steakum sandwiches a week.
See, that's 20, fucked
20
up.
Take 20 a week. Why? Why is that fucked up?
No, I want to have a serious conversation. Can you just have a serious conversation for once?
It's going to be really hard, but I'll try.
Okay, how many steakums are you going to eat in a week?
Can you have a serious conversation for once?
Now, I need you to tell me, we are in the middle of our fucking negotiations with steakums. It's emulsified. Trademark Emulsification Corporation.
Patent pending. The emulsification process is patent pending.
Okay, so we're in the middle of our fucking negotiations. So don't give me any of your fucking bullshit union math. How many steakums do you need a week for them to be a sponsor?
I would say, I would say 10. 10 a, you know, yeah.
What
I would
the
say 10
fuck? You're greedy, man. You're not going to eat 10 steak sandwiches a week.
Why not?
Because you won't.
So what are you trying to tell me? I get one steak sandwich a week? It's emulsified.
So it's it's either 10 or 1. There's no in between. Normally a box is 6 of them.
Oh, see, you could have just told me that. I fucking asked you that.
You got the same fucking internet in front of you that I have.
So one box a week.
Okay. To see that, now we're talking.
If
you hear that?
The first thing I said, how many steakums are in a box?
And I didn't have it pulled up, so I looked it up.
I'm not sure how many steakums
are in a box. I looked it up because
I
didn't have that in front of me.
All right.
Prick.
All right. One box of emulsification a week.
Okay, so you get one box and I get two boxes.
I see what you did there.
Okay, steakums. So we need two boxes, one apiece, one to the Anthony household and one to the Doug household. And you will become the official emulsified meat product of the Who's Right podcast.
We've always wanted a full emulsified meat product. You'll even get we'll even put that stamp on our logo. Steakums is the official emulsified meat product of Who's Right. I don't know why that's so fucking funny.
So should we change the name of the episode then? Instead of just bleeding into your gym shorts, should we name the episode Steakums is the official emulsified meat product of the Who's Right podcast?
Yes.
Or the unofficial, because that makes it legal,
unofficial,
right?
Unofficial, yeah. Unofficial.
All right. All right, well, thanks, yes. Steakum, for sponsoring us. We appreciate your...
patronage.
Meat stuff.
We appreciate your meat.
So you've really never had a Steakum sandwich?
No, I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, they have them at the grocery stores there. Just have your wife, next time she's shopping, because I assume she doesn't and you don't, next time she's shopping, tell her to pick you up a box of Steakums.
How much do they cost?
It's like $4 a box.
For 6 of them?
Yeah, it's good stuff.
That's emulsified.
All right, Steakum.
The balls are in your court.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here. Fuck.
I'm fucking crying over here. we have an unofficial emulsified meat product. I never thought that would happen.
This is Peter Narica, and you're listening to Who's Right, Doug and Anthony.
Doesn't matter if any part of it's true. People talking because
all right, so I want to start off. Hi, everybody. Hi. Anthony. Not you.
The other Anthony in the room.
I want to start off by saying that if you are under the age of 18 years old or the HR manager for the place that I work, you need to shut this shit off right fucking now.
Perfect. As long as that's not the same category of person.
There is nothing more uncomfortable than knowing that the HR manager where you work at listens to the show where you talk about jerking off into a sock.
They probably haven't gotten that far yet. You just spoiled it for them.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. I jerk off into a sock.
I mean, I was like 12, if that helps.
It doesn't.
And it was my sock. It's not like I jerked off into somebody else's sock.
It would be better if it was somebody else's.
While they were wearing it.
Exactly. Oh my God.
So this has been pretty interesting. We are recording very, very late. Normally we record Saturday morning at about 10 o'clock, and it is now Wednesday.
Like 7:30.
So we're going to try to kick this back out Thursday, and either we're done recording forever or we're going to record again Saturday. One of the two.
One of the two. Whatever. I figure once there's cracks in the foundation, we're going down.
Yes. Anyway, all right. So I don't even know where to fucking start. I got lambasted. Is that the right word? Or basted? I got turkey basted.
I got turkey basted. I like that better.
On Twitter, that motherfucking Dave, the producer from the Unwritable Rant.
Yeah.
He's like, hey man, you got to check out this whatever the Ricky Gervais, is that his name?
Yeah, yeah, the comedian.
Yeah, comedian. yeah, no, actually, comedian. I thought it was funny, but
yeah,
he told me to check out that Netflix special, Humanity.
Yeah,
and I was already getting blasted on Twitter because of that. Supposedly, I am pro raping autistic kids. That shit's still going on. So I'm getting
Jesus Christ.
I know you make one joke.
Yep, just one.
So that's what pisses me off about the whole thing is I didn't even make a joke about raping autistic kids. I mean, I'm not a fucking asshole.
Well,
you're not helping.
Sorry.
But so they take that shit out of context. I already went through this the last time we recorded, but it's like I said, it's still going on. I'm still a shitbag.
It's fucking ridiculous.
And I was talking to Dave. I think I already said the Unwritable Rant. I don't remember if I did or not, but
yeah, give them another plug.
Yeah, they could use our four listeners. and he said, "Yeah, you got to check this show out," which I did, and like the last 20 minutes of it, he's talking about he being Ricky Gervais is talking about all the cunts on Twitter who attack you for anything that you say, and yeah. And meanwhile, my notifications are going bing. Bing, bing.
So, and every one of them is to tell you how much they love you, right?
So yeah, it came at a very, very good time. Listening to that or watching that special,
yeah.
So at the end of it, so I'm sitting here scrolling through my fucking Twitter trying to find it because I didn't have anything ready. I tweeted. God damn it. Say something. Entertain the people.
You guys are fucked. I got nothing. I can't entertain anybody. I can sing. I can dance. You got nothing?
No, just talk, man. I found it. There.
All right.
Good job.
There you go. I'll stop talking now.
All right. Yeah, you. Wait, carry the show, buddy.
Just talk.
Okay, so I just said, I think that before you are able to log on to Twitter, you should be forced to watch Ricky Gervais' Netflix special. It's good to see someone still believes in free speech. I just wish he didn't talk with that stupid fucking accent. And I'm still getting attacked for that. That was 5-6 days ago.
By him?
No, but... God, these fucking people on Twitter are so fucking stupid. Fucking assholes. Excuse me, but that stupid accent made him famous. From a fellow Pom. I don't even know what the fuck a Pom is. Like a pomegranate?
I was just gonna say, isn't that some kind of dog? Like a Pomeranian?
From a fellow Pom with a stupid accent, it takes all kinds to make the world go round. So, come on, be nice about your mother country. Motherfucker, I'm...
mother country? Isn't that Russia?
I'm American, bitch. Yeah, what is it? Not slimy. Grimy?
Limey.
Limey, yeah. You limey bastard. You shit out the Beatles on us, and now you fucking... Did one of the Beatles throw their kid out a window or something?
That was Michael Jackson.
All right. Very good.
So close.
This goes on. I'm scrolling through these comments on here. He doesn't live in a quasi-police state like you, so he can say whatever the cunt he likes.
What the fuck?
Also, the accent you disagree with was spoken by people who helped civilize the world, including your homeland, bub. Would you just take it easy? What?
Would you just take it easy, bub?
Like anybody could take you seriously when you call him bub.
I don't understand why all the comments about the homeland and I don't get it.
You mean the accent from the country where he was born, raised, and still lives? Get a fucking grip, you goose. Them fucking homos need to work on their cuss words.
Hey, bub.
Back off, goose.
5 listeners or whatever. There's 5 gay cripple people in the world. I don't know how many gay cripple people there are. But
you think there's any gay people with Downs?
No. I think they've already got it bad enough. They don't need to add gay in there, do they?
So you're comparing being gay to having Downs?
No. Wait, kinda.
You fucking bigot motherfucker. You are a piece of shit.
Duh. You're just now figuring that out? So I watched this video, and the guy just... I hate the term intersectionality, first of all, where everything has to come together, and racism, sexism, whatever-isms, all that shit has to play in. And this guy plays right into that, and it annoys me. I wouldn't be able to listen to anything that he does. It's fucking annoying. But do whatever you want, dude.
So obviously I was going to say his podcast isn't for me, but I think you and I are the target market for his podcast. I'm serious. He wants people that aren't comfortable talking about it to hear about it.
It's not that I'm not comfortable talking about it. Here's the deal. If I think your podcast sucks and what you're talking about is kind of dumb, I should be able to freely say that, right? But since he's crippled and gay, he's got 2 disabilities. Well, I'm not allowed to.
Does it matter what his crippled is?
He's gay and crippled.
Does it matter what his crippled is?
Well, I mean, no. Well, I mean, he talks funny, so that doesn't help.
I can't tell if that's like what's he got? ALS? Is that right? Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's Lou Gehrig's disease.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. I just know that's what it is.
I can't tell if his lisp is from being gay or from the disease. But so the setup for the video is he's in his little, I guess that's like a Stephen Hawking contraption, right?
So when you say he's in his little, that makes it sound like you're condescending to him. Like there's something wrong with his little wheelchair. Oh, his
you're
little
right.
Stephen Hawking thing.
So I apologize. He's in his humongous chair, but he is sitting lower than the person that is interviewing him, which is a naked guy.
Uh-huh.
And I think what makes it so ugh, is it's he's really just trying to shove it down my throat. And I know that that's a joke because he's gay and all that, but you don't need to interview somebody naked to get the point across and just say, hey, I'm crippled. I'm gay. Here's my show. Come listen to it. Adding this whole naked thing. And the whole time he's just sitting there staring at this guy's cock. The guy asks him a question and he answers the cock.
So I'm going to play devil's advocate. And I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I know for a fact that we've done a lot of things that are really stupid to try to promote this piece of shit show.
What? Like what? What have we done?
Sorry. You've done a lot of things that are really stupid.
No. What have we done? We did the petition.
Yeah, which is stupid.
There's no reason for us. We tried to set up a GoFundMe to put our fucking podcast on vinyl. We're fucking idiots. We're idiots that do dumb shit. We just haven't had the chance to get naked yet. That's like, we just haven't had the opportunity hasn't arose yet.
I
guarantee you, if there was a way that we could leverage us getting naked and getting more viewers, we would do it.
Well, I would anyways. Yeah. So I think at the end of this, I just don't understand. I would love to talk to this guy and find out why he is going this route. I mean, is it just to get exposure and people talking about him and, you know, that he's super comfortable with who he is and he wants his voice to be heard to everybody that it's okay to whatever. I don't know.
Be white.
I just don't understand it.
I think we should start our podcast should be geared towards straight people. Does that sound bad if we gear our podcast specifically and we explicitly state that our podcast is geared toward non-crippled straight people?
Perfect.
I mean, so doesn't that seem silly? When you say it out loud, it seems silly, right? So to gear a podcast towards gay, crippled people, just as silly, I think.
Well, yeah, I think that... You know, that I think that's how I started the conversation, but now that you said it, I think you're stupid. I think it's stupid what you just said. I was just going to come to
his, I think you're stupid.
I was just going to come to his defense and say, well, you know, he's trying to get his the struggles that he faces with
blah, having blah 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 struggles that he faces. I don't fucking care about that.
Just sit down and suck that dick.
When you're crippled, you either want to be treated like everybody else or you don't. Don't say you want to be treated like everybody else and then get mad when I make fun of you. I wish I could get them to fight each other in a big, huge ring. To the death. Fight for the cause of fat people, huh? It just makes your cause look shitty, though.
Now,
you think you want people on? You want these people on your side?
I want everybody on my side. I don't give a fuck who it is. I would even
a pretty big side you got.
I would even accept Mexicans.
I don't believe that for a minute.
Hey, speaking of Mexicans, I want to read this story.
All right.
I guess I don't know why I assumed this was Mexicans. I guess we'll know. Here's the headline.
It doesn't have anything to do with Mexicans.
It does. You know it does.
All right. I'm going to let you read it.
Cops bust people driving cars stuffed to the brim with stolen oranges.
That's all Mexican. Oh, shit. How do you know that's Mexicans?
What do you think of when I...
I think of Mexicans. I don't know why.
Oh, it's in Spain.
Is it? No, is it really? Oh, that's hilarious.
They're Mexican, right?
They're Spanish.
Spanish Mexicans. Whatever, they're Mexicans.
It's all the same, right?
There's no reason why there couldn't be Mexicans in Spain, so it's still Mexicans.
Right.
I believe this is a clown car method of illegal fruit smuggling. Police in Seville, Spain, pulled over a compact car earlier this week and discovered something fascinating inside. Oranges. The car was packed from floor to ceiling, from front to back, with an endless supply of oranges. They pulled over another car that was driving close to that compact car, and they found it was also packed with oranges. That car was much bigger, though, so it had room for way more of them. All in all, the cops found that five people in the two cars had 4 tons of oranges.
Awesome.
They claimed they had just been road tripping and buying them on the way, but the cops didn't buy. No, S.A.
We picked them up at a fruit stand.
But the cops didn't buy it, and it turned out their instinct was right. These people had stolen the oranges from a company shipment, so they were all charged with theft. Why, if you're going to fucking... Did you ever see the Fast and the Furious movie, the first one?
No, I've never seen any of them.
I think the premise of the movie is so like a subplot or whatever is the way they're making their money is they're jacking a bunch of semis with electronics and then fencing the electronics.
Yeah.
So that's what this is, except with fruit.
Just the oranges. Just the oranges. Don't touch the DVD players. Just the oranges.
Can you imagine carjacking or jacking a fucking fruit truck?
Sounds like a really bad cop movie from the 80s.
I can't really think of anything more useless to carjack. Like, what about a truckload full of used sex toys? And then
is there such thing? Is it, why in the world would there be, would they all be in one truck? Once they've been sold to the customer, are
why,
they ever
why
are they ever back together again?
Why do you continue to ruin my premises?
Because you got to come up with something halfway plausible, man. I guarantee you two dildos leaving the factory will never see each other again.
Okay. There is a, I assume, maybe I'm wrong, but I assume there's some sort of quality control they do at the factory.
Yep.
Okay.
They write their little QA number on them.
Yeah. No, I just got a bad thought that I'm not going to go down. Sorry, hold on.
Are you going to go QA tested by?
Yeah, back up and regroup. I don't even want to go down that road.
All right.
It's along the lines of that. Nope, I'm not even going to say that. All right, so anyway.
Does this have to do with Chinese labor?
Yes.
I think I know exactly where you're going.
I just hope that the quality assurance department for sex toys is nowhere near the Nike facility.
Oh, God. All right, we'll leave that one alone.
All right. So let's say that from the factory, they're all shipped to the testing facility. Okay?
All right.
So there they get tested. And then from the testing facility, they all get shipped to the cleansing facility. So in route from testing to cleansing, they get truck jacked.
You think they have three different places? Then they're hundreds of miles apart.
And there's a big box truck, and you open it up, and a bunch of crusty rubber dicks just fall onto the concrete. Yes, that's how, in my mind, that's how it works. Logistically, it makes sense.
Yep. No, yeah. And when they package anything, you know that anytime something bad, you open the door and it all just spills out.
Right.
That's how they package it. Because when it gets to wherever they're going, that's how they want it. I don't want to waste time having to unbox this. I want to open the door and have it just pile out onto the floor.
So you, now that we've been talking about it, you've envisioned it in your head, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So I just want to check to see how your mind's working compared to mine. I want to know, when they open up the truck and everything spills out, is it a bunch of the same thing, like a bunch of rubber fists or a bunch of...
I was thinking a bunch of them dildos with the suction cups on the bottom. That's the first place my mind went. And one of the suction cups happens to stick on somebody's forehead as this pile is falling out. And he kind of stands up, and there's a fucking dildo stuck to his forehead. That's how my mind works.
Oh, yous guys. So when the shipment spilled out onto the floor in your mind, was there any battery operated toys? Because in my mind there wasn't. But now but now that I've said that, there is, and there's one lone one that's just buzzing.
So the guy's standing there with the like a dangly dong on his head, and the little vibrators just buzzes.
End scene.
End scene.
All right.
All right. What does that have to do with oranges? Well, how do we get there?
I don't know. I saw it. Okay. So.
Okay.
To bring everything full circle. So we've determined that it was a bunch of Mexicans that stole all these oranges.
Yep.
What race of people would steal a box truck full of used vibrators?
If I had to guess, I would say sweaty Italians. Is that bad?
Is sweaty part of a race?
For Italians, it is. Oh, huh? Is that bad? Is that racist?
No, no.
All right. What were you thinking? Were you thinking Vietnamese? Why is that funny?
As far as I'm concerned, there's only two races now. It's white and black. We don't talk about anything else.
All right. So I guess I'm going to go with white.
I'm not done exploring this premise of the...
No. No, go ahead. Let's...
But I think it is a bunch of Vietnamese people that hijacked this sex truck. And they're all dressed like Raiden from Mortal Kombat.
Oh, perfect.
With the rice bowls on their head?
Uh-huh. I know. I got you.
The fucking... Right. The truck comes...
I don't think they're rice bowls, dude.
They are in my mind.
I think that's more racist than my sweaty Italians comment.
They've all got fucking... As far the only thing I know about Vietnamese people is that they used to sharpen bamboo shoots, shit on them, and then stick them into a hole in the ground. And then when the soldiers in Vietnam would step on them, then the shit would go up and they'd get infected. I think that's how they won the war. I don't know.
I think that's how they won the war. Did you learn that in history class?
I did.
What the fuck?
But
I've never heard that.
So the truck comes down the highway and this one lone... Vietnamese man.
Vietnamese man.
He gets in his pose and he goes, Hadouken!
I don't think that's right. I think that was the white guy that did that.
Hadouken!
Finish him! Is that right?
He takes a handful of uncooked rice and throws it on the ground and the truck comes skidding to a halt, you know, like it's marbles.
Oh, fuck.
All right.
So how did we get there from...
Does it matter? Does it matter how we got here?
No, I'm trying to work our way back.
Why?
What's the point? The trip back might be just as fun.
All right. See if we can get JB back on the line. Hadouken. All right.
Oh, shit.
I guess we'll move on. I don't.
Hey, unless you got something else.
Nope.